Have your Bibles with you if you'd like to turn to Psalm 24, verses 1 to 7. Psalm 24, verses 1 to 7. It's a pleasure to be amongst you here this morning. As we were praying in the room before we came out, if only people knew who and what you are as a people. You're such a blessing, such an encouragement, and it's wonderful to be part of your family. So thank you very much for inviting us along and partaking. We feel such at home here and blessed. So Psalm 24, verses 1 to 7. This is what it says in the Lord's word. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Saviour. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we praise you and bless you and thank you that you are our God. And we're here this morning, dear Lord, to be excited by your word. We're here this morning to be blessed by you. Dear Lord, we have a prayer where we share together. Give us this day our daily bread. And we would ask this morning, dear Lord, you would come in power and grace and you would explode and expand your word into our hearts, our souls and minds so that we would understand who and what you are, for you are our God. And dear Lord, we desire you to speak to us, to change our lives. We would ask this right now in Christ Jesus' name. And God's people said, Amen. It's great that we can come and gather around the Lord's word. I'm excited about this message. I hope you will be by the end of it. We're also embedded in this message is a lot of Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 14. But it's exciting to come around God's word and understand what he would have say to us. You know, you as individuals are not here by mistake. You're not a surprise to God, for he knows you. And he lives your life, if you like, backwards, for he has already written your life. If you've come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have taken steps which has been outlined in God's word to us. If you've taken into your life, as Terry has described in some of his poetry this morning, that God has given him, the great enabler, the Holy Spirit, the fact that we have our own Pentecost, our own revival in our lives. If you've been sealed in your heart by him, then God has chosen you as his people. And in comparison to what the world, no matter what the world may think of you, God has chosen wisely. For he smiles upon his creation and those whom he blessed. For it says in God's word, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. That is who and what you are in God's sight, holy and blameless. And I don't know about you most of the time, I don't feel very holy, and I certainly don't feel very blameless. But that is who and what you are in God's sight. For he has created you. And you know, God doesn't create that which doesn't look very attractive, or that which looks poor. And this is how perhaps the world sees us. But God says, I've created something of beauty. And that's what you are as each individual. I have created something that's blameless and holy. And that is what he has done in you. We may not feel like it. We may not think it. But that is what God has done in our lives. For you see, you are not a mystery. You are not a curse or a burden. You have been chosen by God, the one who died for you. And if he's died for you, then you must be something precious indeed. It's a pity that as God's people and this land doesn't capture that in its heart, that our God has died for you. So therefore you are so precious. You are so wonderful that he decided to come into this world to die for you, each one of you individually, to buy you back, to bring you back, to bring you back from death's gate, from hell's gates, and the fact to say, you are my child. You are not a mystery. You are a blessing. You have been brought back. You've been delivered from death. You've been brought into the life and into the light. You are a blessing. For it says in God's word, in love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. This is God's will for you as his people. For you are special. You have a part to play in a greater plan that God is playing out. You as individuals have power. You have greatness inside of you. You have the wisdom of God. For you sit around his word. And his word is brought to you in Bible study and on Sundays and other times. That the Lord is with you and he desires you to walk with him so that you might receive an anointing of his power through his Holy Spirit so that you will be blessed, and you will be blessed indeed. Have no doubt or concern regarding that here this morning, for you are God's chosen. For it says, in him we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he has lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. Loved one of God, you have no doubt this morning that you are forgiven if you're willing to come before the Lord and say to the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. I turn my life around with you. For you have shed your blood upon this earth so that I might be forgiven. That perhaps I can't forgive myself, but I know if your forgiveness comes inside of me, then perhaps that forgiveness would well up and overcome my unforgiveness of the things that I've said, the things that I have done, the terrible things that I have perhaps perpetrated in this world or thought. Our God comes in and desires to forgive you, for he sees you as something precious. He sees you as someone he desires to care for and take back to him. For you see, loved one of God, this is your time. You are not a mistake. This is your shift. You have been chosen from the 7 billion people on this planet who are alive in 2013. You have been chosen for this time. And it wasn't by chance, it's not a mistake that you are here this morning. For you have been chosen. So whatever God has selected you to do this very day in your life, that you might fulfill the opportunity that he is providing, that you might become part of his plan. You know, it could be something that's small or large. It could be something that's mundane, or it could be something very complex. It may be something that requires strength. But you see, he will enable you. He will give to you what is required, for he has called you. He has chosen you. He has selected you. You may feel perhaps that through your life and experience that you have no purpose. It may be that you have been told that you'll never amount to anything. That perhaps you've been abused, you've been put down, you've had hatred poured into your life, that you've been cruelly treated. That you've been seen as an inconvenience, that you've been downtrodden all your life and you feel that you are in a backwater. There's no hope or light and you feel hopeless. You may believe all these things, but you see, God doesn't see you like that. He sees you as someone who's precious and he desires to pour into your life his grace. He desires to give you purpose. He desires to provide you with power and strength so that you would be a success. You know, the world may tell you that you are a failure, but you see, our God doesn't. He says you're successful, you have purpose, I desire you. I desire to lift you up and make you strong. For you see, you are the only Christ that someone will ever see in this world. And I need you. For you see, I have given you a great commission to go into all the world and make disciples. And that falls upon your shoulders. And God knows that you have a precious word to say to someone else. God knows that you can be a power and you can change this nation. God knows that if he can find a people, then he can start a revival. A revival that will change this land. loved ones of God, have confidence in yourself. For it says, in him we are also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. For you see, we as God's people are to bring glory to him. We are to show how wonderful God is amongst us. It doesn't matter what the world says. I know that's easy to say, but it doesn't matter what the world says. For you see, Christ says, it is not you who has chosen me, but I who have chosen you. God has chosen you, you his people. The one who sacrificed his all so that you might be chosen, you might be selected, gathered up, found, rediscovered, that your presence would have such great impact because you are willing to participate in he who desires you. You see, for something that we, perhaps when we feel lost and alone, you see, something has to be owned to be lost. And God has owned you before the beginning of time, and he calls to you to come back to him, calls to you to be involved with him, calls to you for he desires your presence, calls to you because he desires his family to be around him. I don't know many about you, perhaps some of you may have this experience, but when I was at school, no one ever sought me out. No one ever selected me, especially when it was time we were going to play games. I was never on the football team, thank you, Terry. I was never selected for rugby, rounders, or tennis, or cricket. I was always left on that bench. And if it was, they were forced to, because there was somebody not there, I was always put in a position of least harm, kept out the way. Perhaps you have that same experience. That has gone on into my work life. I've always been at the bottom rung, the lowest of the pile, never considered promotion, always promised but never considered. They've always had good words to say. I'm dependable, I'm loyal, I get things done. I'm at the age now, well, I'll never be a minister in my ministry because I'm too old to be ordained. They've always had good words to say, but no one's ever wanted to encourage and promote me, and that's why it's so wonderful to be amongst you, for you have blessed me in that way. Now there's even a point coming where they want to take me off the lay preachers list, so you may see me disappear from there, but I'm still available. You see, our lives, we can feel that the world rejects us. Our lives can feel that no one really wants us, but you see, God does. Christ does. The Holy Spirit wants to be inactive. And he doesn't turn away from you just because perhaps your face doesn't fit. Perhaps because of what you said or somebody else has said about you. But rather he wants to be inside of you. To encourage you, to uplift you. To say, I want to take my son, my daughter, for they need to be active in this world. For I wish to bless them and provide them greatness from my storehouses in heaven. That is who our God is. You are here to contribute. Your hands are not supposed to be empty. While the world may take everything from you, our God wishes to place everything in your heart and your hands. For you are to be a demonstration of his grace and blessing in the world. You may have been rejected by others, but our God will never reject you. For it says, and also you were included in Christ when you hear the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promise of the Holy Spirit. You have been sealed if you've accepted the Holy Spirit. And God is keeping you. God is giving you purpose. God is driving you forward with his love and his power as he embraces you and says, come to me, my people. In God's plan, we have been moved off the substitute bench, and he wishes us to be part of his team. He desires to equip us and encourage us. And he desires you to score the goal. For you see, Christ says, I have chosen you. And I hope this morning, perhaps, that you would start to believe that. That he has chosen you. Out of all the people in the world, he has chosen you. I don't know how many of you watch Britain Has Got Talent or The X Factor. They go stale after a time, don't they? And there's this terrible thing that you have these three or four people in front of these poor folk that have put in front of them. And they all look with dread as they start to place their hands upon those big red buttons. And those X's light up above them. You know, Christ will never do that to you. God will never do that to you. The Holy Spirit will never do that to you. You will always be passed through you, for you see, he enables you. He provides you with the talent that you need, the capabilities to work within this world, to have the words of wisdom upon your lips, to have the touch of healing that's required, for the words of encouragement. And you're able to say, even when you get to the end of yourself, I know a man who can, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. God works in this way with his people, for he has chosen you. You are the family, you are the adopted heirs, and you are his children until he comes back home. Loved ones of God here this morning, I wonder if you feel happy with him. Are you prepared to shout amen and alleluia because of what God is willing to do with you? For you are chosen. God has chosen you. He hasn't felt sorry for you. He hasn't thought, well, they've pleaded with me. Rather, he has said, I have sent my son and I give my best to you to uplift you. And I have chosen you here this morning. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you came into this world. And you didn't come because you were forced to. You didn't come because you had nothing else to do, but rather you came so that you would bless each one of us. You came because you desire each one of us. You came to encourage every one of us. You came because you knew that each one of us needed you. You came to say, I love you. I know I don't want you to be lost. I want you to be found. I don't want you to go to a death and darkness and pain and suffering, but rather I came into this world so that you might be given life and freedom and power and go and make disciples so more people would know about me. Dear Lord, for these people who are here this morning, I would ask that they would have a fresh touch of your Holy Spirit, that they would know with assurance and certainty that they are chosen. And it doesn't matter what their spouse says, it doesn't matter what their family say, it doesn't matter what their job says, it doesn't matter who's lording it over them, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what that person in the street says. They are chosen and you desire to bless them and encourage them. Spend a few moments of quiet now with the Lord. Allow him to minister to you and know with assurance and security that you are God. No one else. You don't belong to anybody else but God. And because of that, you are to be a blessing. And he will encourage you. Let's spend a few moments of quiet now with him who loves us. You, Lord Jesus, and praise you and bless you for all that you are doing right now amongst us. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit and worship and praise your name and know that we are your chosen people. We are adopted heirs in the kingdom of God, and we have gone from darkness into your light. We thank you for your love and praise your name. For a God who has given all for us. Hallelujah. And thank you, dear Lord. Amen.